very willingly to accept this grace.
同时我也知道这是一个很好的机会，因为我知道今天我们这次聚会里面我们所有的参加的弟兄姊妹同道们都是最愿意研究圣经，也是对圣经有最深最好的认识。
And I also think that this is a great opportunity because for those of us who are gathered here really have a desire to know in depth the word of God.
所以与其说呢，我是要来讲圣经或者跟各位一同来查圣经，不如说呢，我就是跟各位一同来学习圣经的话。
In other words, I really want to learn with you together and dig into the word of God.
特别是我们中间的教牧同工牧师们，实在都是我的老师，希望各位能够帮助我，让我们一同来思想神的话。
Especially those pastors among us, you are my teacher. Let us spend time together and go into the Word.
所以我相信这是莫大的恩典，不但是我愿意领受，而且也愿意享受。
So this is a real great grace of God. Not only will I teach, but also will gain from it.
我不但享受，而且也承受，因为我们觉得这不是一个寻常的聚会。我们必须要从圣经里面明白神的心意。
I'm not going here having a good time, but also from the Word of God to gain some insight from the Word of God.
所以我们来承受神的恩典。
So we can appropriate the grace of God here.
因为我们实在觉得神的话就是恩惠的话语。
Because we know the Word of God is a word of grace.
当我知道这次的华富会主题，北美的华富会的主题就是特别注重福音的使命。
So when I know that the theme for NACOS 83 is the Gospel Commission,
我自己个人的心灵的负担不是在新约的真理里面，而是在旧约的真理里面。
So I have a great burden, not in the New Testament, but in the Old Testament.
因为我觉得，特别是在先知书里面，更能够让我们看到有这种使命感。
And also especially in the prophetic books where we sense this great sense of commission.
因为我们知道先知的声音不是已经淹没在历史的废墟中。
Because we know that the voice of the prophetic voice is still preaching to us here.
Not mere buried in historical ruins.
It's not buried in historical ruins.
而是通过时代的走廊，能够发出巨响，叫很多的心灵能够发生共鸣。
But through the time in history that will still exercise its power.
我们知道在以赛亚书第四十章到五十五章里面，能够让我们看到仆人。这位福音的传人。
We know that from Isaiah 40 to 55, we will see the servant as a messenger of the gospel.
不但在圣经里面已经看到我们的主。
Not only in the New Testament have we seen our Lord.
我们也看见主的榜样留给今天的教会，让教会成为仆人，他的仆人。我们都是他的仆人，我们都是传福音的人，我们是福音的传递者，我们是福音的传人。
You see, from in the model of Christ, we see this model of servanthood. So therefore, our churches here, we know that we are to be servants as the messenger of gospel.
所以现在请各位翻开以赛亚书第四十章。
So I ask you to turn to Isaiah 40.
当我们翻开圣经以后，然后我们很恭敬的要来领受神的话。
So as we turn to Isaiah 40, we shall bow before our God in reverence.
在没有祷告以前，我还有几句话要稍微解释一下的。
There's a few words of introduction before we go into the word.
我没有完全照着这个大纲来跟各位一同思想。
I will not follow word by word this outline I've given you.
那么，但是我就愿意把这个重点提出来，希望大家能够每一次只有几节圣经的重点，然后我们只能够很笼统的、很概括的把这个圣经里面的内容有一个很清楚的认识。
But I will only bring out the emphasis on these verses here, so that we can have a general, an all-around concept of these whole few chapters.
我实在自己有这样的一点。很幼稚的经验。
I really have this innocent experience.
Childish
experience.
因为当我想要把这个以赛亚书四十章一直到五十五章想很具体的写出来的时候，结果我没有写成功。
Well, I was trying to write a commentary on from 40 to 55.
Not commentary, just to write.
Just to write.
Write the Bible story, Bible study notes.
Just a Bible study notes of 40 to 55.
但是我就没有办法写出来。
But I can't finish it.
我没有办法写出来，不是 finish， 我没有办法写出来。I am not able to write out.
So I just wasn't able to finish. I'll write it out.
因为我觉得越研究这一段圣经的时候，我越感觉到里面的圣经的里面的意思非常的伟大，非常的华丽。
As I studied deeply and I realized how great the scriptures are.
我的思想失败。
My thoughts fail me.
我的言语失败。
My words fail me.
我的笔失败。
My pen failed me.
但是我觉得这正是说明这是多么伟大的真理。
Because I realize how great these books are.
所以如果这次查经的时候，如果我失败了，我不能够把里面充分的意思表达出来。
If I fail to expose it completely,
请各位不要失望。
Hope that you won't be disappointed.
因为到底我相信各位领受会比我领受的更多。
Because what you will gain from the word will be far more from
than what I gain. 到底应用比我更会应用。
And you will use it far better than I can.
我相信更会表达比我表达的更好。
You can express it far better than I can.
如果这次我们在这几天的查经里面，我们真的觉得这张圣经实在太伟大了，我想我们这个目的已经达到。
If we can be real, you can realize from these few days how great the scripture, this passage is. Then I have.
因为我们每一个人在心灵里面属灵的容量是不同的。
Because we have different spiritual capacity.
如果我们属灵的容量大，我们就容纳的多。
We have a bigger capacity, we can hold more.
如果容量小，只能够容纳一点点。
If our capacity is small, we can only take in a few.
我说这是我一个很幼稚的经验。
This is a very childish experience.
正好像我看到一个很伟大的属灵的风景画。
Except as if I'm looking at a great painting of spirituality.
就是很scenery 哈，就是很大的伟大的风景。
A great scenery.
那么我不知道应该从什么地方开始来解释，这地方也伟大，那地方也伟大，太伟大了，我不知道用什么话来讲。
I don't know how to express from where to express because it's so great here.
我又好像一个小孩子站在一个很汪洋大海的海岸边。
And I also feel like being a child standing in front of a great ocean.
我很愿意把这个海水能够尽量的能够把它舀出来。
I really think that I can stretch up all the water in that big ocean.
但是我失败了。
But I failed.
不是什么失败，是因为我的容量太小。
That's because my capacity is so small.
我好像一个小孩子拿着一个小小的贝壳，就在那个海边拿起一点点的水。
As if I were like a little child trying to scoop all the water with a little small cup.
我一定觉得已经兴奋的欢喜的不得了。
I am really excited.
我觉得如果我把这个小小贝壳里面的水我能够真正的得着，已经够我属灵方面的一种享受跟属灵方面的那一种的领受。
And I'll be satisfied if I can only scoop a tiny little cupful of this big ocean.
也许你觉得还不够，不是 cupful 就是 shell 就是一个小贝壳。连杯 cup 都没有。
A little, not even smaller than a little cup, just a little small shell full of water.
但是各位，如果我们真正的能够在神的面前领受的话
，But if we can really appropriate the richness from God's word,
我们每一个人都能够丰丰富富的享受他那数不尽的丰满。
We will really experience this ineffable richness and greatness from God's
word. 所以我们翻开圣经的时候
，So as we open the word,
我们很恭敬的在主的面前祷告。
We pray before God in reverence.
只有圣灵能够教导我们。
Only Spirit can teach us.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主啊，我们感谢你，因为当我们低头敬拜的时候，我们愿意抬头仰望，仰望为我们信心创始成终的主。主啊，你怎么样在我们心里面动了善功，你就必定做成这个功。主啊，我们感谢你，因为你的话安定在天，永不改变。因为你的话临到我们，实在有无限的能力。你的话没有一句不带着能力的，记载在圣经里面，让我们诵读的时候求圣灵亲自的教导我们。主啊，我们感谢你，因为你的话一解开就发出亮光，因为你的话一出来就有能力，因为你的话一进入就能感动我们的心。主啊，我们真是愿意仰望你，因为仰望你的必不羞愧，仰望你的就有光荣。求主用你的笑脸帮助我们，用你的面光照我们，求圣灵带我们进入真理，好叫我们真实能够在你的面前成圣。求主你这样的向我们施恩引导我们。主啊，我们不能不承认我们的思想太有限，我们的言语太有限。主啊，求主你扩大我们属灵的容量，叫我们大大张口，让你大大的充满我们。主啊，叫我们真实能够充满着你的话，让华人的教会能够充满着你的话，我们就有福音的能力，我们有这种时代的紧急感，也有一种真正的福音的使命感。求主教我们不是喊口号，我们不是拿出一些很大的标题来这样的聚会，实在的主啊，你感动我，哦主啊，你感动我，求主听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督圣灵，阿们。以赛亚书40章第1节一直到第8节。
Isaiah 41:8。
如果我们有中文圣经的，跟我一起来读广东话、国语都可以。我是用国语读出来，等一等，我们再读英文。
Read with me in Chinese first, and then we will read together in English.
如果有哪一位有 King James Version, 我都很盼望请交给这个翻译的弟兄，那么因为我希望他要用 King James Version 读，也读他的这个 New International Version。刚才好像忘记拿这个 King James。好，我现在就我们一起来读四十章以赛亚书四十章从第一节一直到第十一节。我们找到了之后，我们有中文圣经的读中文，然后呢英文圣经我希望读 King James， 然后再读别的版本。我们一起读。你们的神说，你们要安慰安慰我的百姓，要对耶路撒冷说安慰的话，又向他宣告说，他征战的日子已满了，他的罪孽赦免了，他为自己的一切罪从耶和华手中加倍受罚。有人声喊着说，在旷野预备耶和华的路，在沙漠地修平我们神的道，一切山洼都要填满，大小山冈都要削平，高高低低的要变为平坦，崎崎岖岖的必成为平原。耶和华的荣耀必然显现，凡有血气的必一同看见，因为这是耶和华亲口说的。有人声说，你喊叫吧。有一个说，我喊叫什么呢？说，凡有血气的尽都如草，它的美容都像野地的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢凋残，因为耶和华的气吹在其上，百姓诚然是草，草必枯干，花必凋残，唯有我们神的话必永远立定。报好信息给西安的，你要登高山；报好信息给耶路撒冷的，你要极力扬声，扬声不要惧怕。对犹大的诚意说，看啊，你们的神主耶和华必向大能者领导，他的方北必为他掌权，他的赏赐在他那里，他的报应在他面前。他必向牧人牧养自己的羊群，用膀背聚集羊羔，抱在怀中，慢慢引导那乳养小羊的。现在用英文读出来，我知道大家都懂英文，所以也希望各位很留心的来听英文的内容，让我们再重复一遍，能够更深刻的认识这一段的话。
Please listen to me as I read Isaiah 41:1-11 from the King James Version. It says, comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The voice saith, Cry, and he said, What shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the godliness thereof is as of the flower of the field. The grass withered, the flower faded, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withered, the flower faded, but the word of God shall stand forever. O Zion, that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say upon the cities of Judah, Behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young.
我的目的要读这个 King James Version， 因为我们常常在圣诞节的时候听到 Handel 的 Messiah。他的所用的英文的词句大部分是根据那个 King James Version 的。
The purpose of us reading from the King James Version is that the words used in Handel's Messiah came out straight from the King James Version.
而我相信我们中文的圣经似乎跟 King James 的 version 比较接近一点，所以我们看的时候，我再引用关于其他方面的解释。
I also feel that the Chinese Bible come closer to the King James version. That is why.
你们要安慰，安慰我的百姓。
Comfort ye, comfort ye, my people.
这是神的命令。
This is the imperative, a command from God.
这是神要命令以先知要把这样福音的消息传出来。
God commanded the prophet to speak for the preach for this gospel.
福音安慰是什么呢？
This gospel, this comfort, what is it?
安慰的意思就是说呼吸很急促的意思。
This comfort ye means breathing forcefully.
就是有的时候甚至一种感叹的叹息的那种情形。
As if you were groaning and moaning inside you.
各位，我们如果传福音不是就是这样传福音，我们是不是真正的能够体会到神的心意呢？
Unless we really realize that this emergency, this earning, groaning, then we realize God's
word. 神的呼吸急促。
God is breathing forcefully.
神是在那里叹息。
God is groaning there.
神在那里感叹。
God is moaning and groaning.
为什么神有这样的心情呢？
Why would he have such a...
因为神的心很着急。
Because God is have this urgency.
当他着急的时候，他看见我们今天的教会不传福音。
When he sees us, the church is here not preaching.
神的仆人不传福音。
God's servant not preaching.
神的儿女不传福音。
His children not preaching.
神的教会不传福音。
God's church not preaching.
我们要传福音。
We have to go and preach.
我们要好好的去传福音。
We have.
神的心觉得着急啊。
We have this urgency because God has this urgency.
你们要安慰，安慰我的百姓。
Comfort, comfort my people.
为什么要这样两次的安慰呢？
Why there's two comforts?
因为在这个希伯来的这个 Hebrew literally device。他这个 repetition for emphasis 主要的就是重复，目的就是表明一种 sense of urgency， 就是一种紧急的感觉。
This is a literary device in Hebrew saying that when you double something it conveys a sense of urgency here.
不但是安慰，有安慰，有两次的说，多次的说，叫我们今天教会要听见神的声音。
Not just one comfort but two comfort. Comfort my people.
是的，神的心很着急。
Indeed God has this sense of urgency.
我们不可能有使命感，除非我们有紧急感。
Unless we have this sense of urgency, we will not have this commission, sense of commission.
你们要安慰，安慰我的百姓。
You have to go and comfort my people.
我的百姓。
They are my people.
谁是神的百姓呢？
God, who are God's people?
是以色列人。
The Israelites.
谁是神的百姓呢？
Who are people of God?
是神把他们从万民中拯救出来的。
Are those who are chosen out of all these people?
从以赛亚书40章到55章里面有一个很重要的字眼，就是拣选的字眼。
From Isaiah 40 to 55, we have this very important concept, the concept of election.
什么叫做拣选呢？
What is the meaning of election?
因为神照着他的意思要把这些以色列人选召出来。
Because according to the will of God, God wants to choose his Israelites.
神为什么要选召以色列人？
God chose the people of Israel.
是不是因为以色列是一个伟大的民族？
Not because they are great people.
完全不是。
Not at all.
他们是一个很弱小的民族。
They are very backward people.
居住在中东的要啊。
Well, they live in this tiny place in Middle East.
是不是因为以色列人他们有很辉煌的文化的背景呢？
Is it because they have this great tradition of culture?
是不是因为他们有很辉煌的文化的这样的传统跟这个遗产呢？
Because of this great tradition in culture?
但事实上我们觉得也不是这样。
Not so.
因为巴比伦古埃及的文化好像要比以色列人更进步。
Compared to Babylonian or Egyptian culture, the Israelites are nothing.
如果有一个理由，有一个原因的话，
if there is one reason,
那个原因，那个理由就是神的恩典。
That reason is God's grace.
所以神就告诉他们说，如果他们能够遵守神的约，
so God said, if you will keep my covenant,
如果神能够听看见他们真正能够听从他的话，
if they will,
遵守他的命令，
if they will really obey God's word,
他说你们要在万民中做我属我的子民，
so out of all nations, you will be my people.
神就告他们立约。
So God made a covenant with them.
现在我们就看到这个 covenant formula 在这里有就是立约的圣约的条款。
So here we can see this covenant formula here.
什么就是立约的这个条款呢？
What is this called covenant formula?
你们的神，我的百姓。
See, I am your God and you are my people.
啊，这个就是在约的关系里面。
This is a relationship of covenant.
各位，我们今天想到神对我们不是也这样吗？
Same thing. God is saying the same thing to us.
我们有什么优点能够让神拣选？
What do we have that deserve God's choosing?
我们有什么好能够蒙受他的恩典呢？
What goodness do we have that deserve God's grace?
但是我们得到了他的恩典。
But we have received God's grace.
今天你我站在神的面前。
You are here, can stand before God.
我们就想到今天我们成为何等样的人，这都是神的恩才成的。
What we are today is all because of God's grace.
Election for service.
This is election for service.
因为我们蒙受拣选，目的就是侍奉。
Because we are elected for the purpose of serving.
以色列人为什么蒙神的选召？
Why was Israelite chosen?
因为要服侍他。
Because Israelite had to serve the Lord.
因为要做他的仆人。
Because they had to be the servant of God.
以色列人失败。
The failure of the Israelites.
只有一位是成功的。
It's only one who succeeded.
就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天我们有主耶稣基督成为我们的榜样。
Our Lord shall be a model for us today.
他是我们的救主。
He is our Savior.
他是我们的主。
He is our Lord.
他也是我们的楷模榜样。
He is also our model.
今天我们的教会也必须要做传福音的工作。
Churches today must carry on this work of preaching.
我们是他的仆人。
We are his servants.
我们要做传福音的工作。
We have to do the work of gospel.
这是我们的使命。
That is our commission.
我们可以推却。
We can just take off.
Deny.
We can deny this.
我们可以逃避。
We can avoid it.
我们可以逃避避免。
We can run away from it.
但是责任在我们身上。
But the responsibility is on our shoulder.
如果不这样做的话呢？
If we don't do this.
何西阿书里面告诉我们。
In Isaiah it says to us.
Hosea.
Hosea says to us.
我们知道当以色列人他们在传福音的工作上失败的时候。
When Israelites fail in the carry on of preaching.
当以色列人他们在差场的工作上失败的时候。
When they fail in the work of messenger of God.
神说：“楼阿米，废我民，不再是我的百姓。”
God said, "You are no longer my people."
各位，我们在圣经里面那个注意到旧约里面所用的字眼。
We have to pay attention to the terminology in the Old Testament.
我的百姓。
You are my people.
我的百姓。
My people.
那表示也很亲热的关系。
It's a very close relationship.
有的说这百姓。
这个是 this people.
那就是表明神非常的失望。
That means God is very disappointed.
但在何西阿书里面说非我民，不是我的百姓。
But in Isaiah, God said, "You're not my people anymore."
今天我们在神的面前。
Today we stand before God.
我们教会要经受得起考验。
Our church has to go through all these testing.
因为圣经里面告诉我们，审判要从神的家起手。
Because
审判 the judgment begins at the household of God.
The judgment begins from the household of God.
所以我们就知道，如果我们不好好的在神的面前做传福音的工作
，So therefore, if we don't really be faithful in the preaching of the messenger of God,
审判在教会里面
，The judgment shall come.
今天我们已经看见在教会里面有审判。
We see that the church, the judgment in the church today, what is
分裂。
Division.
很多的分裂
so much division.
这是神的审判
This is God's judgment.
很多的困难
so much difficulties.
可能还有更多的困难
There'll be more coming.
但是我们感谢主主今天不是来责备我们
But we're grateful to the God that he's not judging us.
今天神安慰我们
But God is comforting us
today. 要对耶路撒冷说安慰的话
He said, go speak to Jerusalem this word of comfort.
耶路撒冷
He says to Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷是大军的京城
Jerusalem is a great city of kings.
我们知道耶路撒冷是圣所的所在。
We know that Jerusalem is a place of this holy place.
因为耶路撒冷是神的居所。
Jerusalem is a dwelling place of God.
是神所拣选的百姓。
It's chosen people of God.
对他们要说安慰的话。
To these people, speak comfortly.
今天神叫我们知道，我们现在不是受他的审判。
God wants us to know today that we are not under His judgment today.
我们今天是受他的安慰。
Today we are under His comfort.
我们要受安慰。
We have to be comforted.
我们中文跟 King James 都是用安慰这个字眼。
In Chinese and the King James Version, they use the word comfort.
那如果我们用这个 concordance 用经文类别呢？很多的时候我们看圣经就会有很大的错误。
Now, if we go into the concordance, we'll know that there are a lot of different trouble or mistakes in translation.
因为这里面都是安慰，但是不同的字眼。
But there's two comfort here, but they're meaning different.
因为有的翻译就不一样，我至少我可以找到。八种不一样的翻译。
There are a great number of other translations. There are 8 different translations.
有一种就是安慰的话。
One is a comfort that speak comfortably.
有的人就说 speak tenderly and soothingly, 就是温柔的话。
Other translated as tenderly and soothingly.
有的人就说 encourage, 就是鼓励的话。
Some say speak encouragingly.
Speak kindly, 和善的话。
Or speak kindly.
或者是和善的话。
Or speak kind words.
生动的话 speak animating words.
Or speak animated words.
还有就是 speak home to the heart, 就是亲密的话。
Other translation is speak home to the heart.
而且事实上这个字眼本来就是摸到你的心啊，就是知心的话或者心上的话。
Or to speak from heart to heart.
哎呀，我觉得这个实在太丰富了。
Oh, this is so rich
in here. 神就是这样的怜悯我们。
Oh, God, may have mercy and grace on us.
让我们能够知道安慰是什么意思呢
？So we can really understand.
不是消极的。
Not this word of comfort. It's not passive.
因为当我真正得到安慰之后
，Because when we receive this comfort,
我们不能再在恩典里面堕落，我们必须要在恩典里面长进。
We will no longer become
fallen
into grace, but stand up in grace.
Grow in grace. 我们实在觉得神的话实在宝贝。
We really realize the preciousness of God's word.
又向他宣告说
，Because we have to preach forth.
他征战的日子满了
The day of his warfare is over.
他的罪孽赦免了。
His iniquity is pardoned.
他为自己一切的罪从耶和华手中加倍受罚。
For she had received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins.
什么叫做征战的日子呢？
What is this word of warfare?
所以现在这个新的翻译版像这个 New International Version 里面它所翻译的就不一样。
It's different from the translation in New NIV.
啊，因为有的就翻译什么，它这样翻译什么。
Hard service.
Yeah, hard service 就是很艰难的这个一种好像兵役哈，或者是打仗服役的那个情形，现在已经过去了。
NIV it says hard service or a difficult service, a military service. That's over now.
是的，当我们读旧约圣经的时候。
It's true that when we go into the Old Testament,
我们必须要明白历史的背景。
We have to understand the background.
有的人他们就辩论，差不多从上一个世纪到现在，一直辩论到底以赛亚四十章到以后是不是另外一个人写的。
They are talking about there might be a second author for the Deuteronomy Isaiah.
但是我现在我不愿意辩论这个问题。
I'm not going to spend time on that.
但是我觉得有一个很重要的意思，就是说到四述到以色列人被掳归回的经验。
I don't want to go into that, but I want to mention to you that there is a fact that the Israelites were in exile.
在何西亚书第六章里面。
As if in Hosea 6.
我们知道何西亚也是差不多跟以赛亚同时稍微早一点的时间。
We know that Hosea and Isaiah might have been the same time. Maybe Hosea might be earlier.
他就说到神要打伤我们，也要医治我们。神要叫我们受到很大的这样痛苦之后，为的就是要受管教。
Hosea says that God will punish the people and bring a suffering to them to test them, but then there will be restoration.
各位，我相信我们在神的面前，我们需要受管教。
So we know that before God, we admit that we need discipline.
我相信教会需要受管教。
I believe that the church needs discipline.
我相信神的管教之后，就是叫我们在恩典里面长进。
We know that from the discipline, we know we can grow in grace.
Disciple is discipline.我们每个人做着门徒，我们就 discipline, discipline of grace, in grace.
Disciples need to be disciplined in Christ.
因为我们当我们真正蒙受了神的恩典之后，
because we have really experienced God's grace,
我们就知道神的恩典实在太宝贝。
We know how precious God's grace is.
今天我们把恩典穿得太廉价，太 cheap.
Sometimes we say that grace is too cheap. We treat grace too cheaply.
今天我们觉得好像教会的弟兄姊妹都可以随随便便、马马虎虎的，怎么可以这样？圣经里面绝不告诉我们这样的情形。
So、we can take lightly this being the meaning of being disciples, but how can we do that?
恩典是白白的，不是廉价的。Grace is free but not cheap.
Grace is free but not cheap.
所以我们正是在神的面前，我们要受管教。
So we have to be disciplined before God today.
但是神有一定的时间。
But time, God has His own time.
这个是会过去的。
The discipline will pass.
因为这征战的日子已经满了。
Because the warfare is over.
以色列人在他们被掳的很惨痛的历史的苦难的经验里面，已经知道神的伟大，神的恩典。
Through the exile, through the suffering, they have experienced the greatness of God.
他的罪孽赦免了。
The iniquities has been pardoned.
这是赦罪的恩典。
This is the pardon of atonement.
所以我们就说，这第一个声音是恩典的声音。
So the first voice is the voice of grace.
这也是赦罪的恩典。
It's also a voice of pardon.
所以他的罪孽赦免了。
Therefore, iniquities have been pardoned.
甚至有的人就感觉到这样的翻译。
Some say that some feel that this kind of translation
就更符合新约的内容。
Really, we correspond well with the Old Testament.
这个罪孽，这个 sin 可以放到 sin offering， 可以放赎罪祭。
Because this word sin can be created with sin offering or the atonement.
赦免这个字就是 paid off， 或者说 satisfied， 因为赎罪祭已经献上了，神的公义已经满足了。
This word atonement means it's paid for. It's been satisfied.
这不就是十字架的道理吗？
This is the meaning of cross.
十字架的道理在灭亡的人是愚拙的。
This meaning of the cross, the doctrine of the cross, to those who doesn't believe are meaningless.
但是对我们得救的人，
but to us who have been saved,
是神的大能，感谢主。
This is the great power of God.
是神的大能。
This is the power of God.
所以他的罪孽赦免了。
Therefore, the iniquities have been pardoned.
他为自己一切的罪从耶和华手中加倍受罚。
He says, for she had received the Lord's hand double for all her sins.
为什么加倍呢？
Why double?
我们今天在西方受了这个西方的观念太深了。
We have been so deeply entrenched and influenced by the Western thought.
你知道我们这个西方的思想就是一种 Greek thought， 跟这个 Hebrew mind 不一样。
Our Western mind is so influenced by Greek mind, it's so different from Hebrew mind.
我们想到这个 double 的意思呢，就是加倍的意思，就是这个加倍的意思。那么我们中文翻了加倍，事实上这个字是加倍的意思。
Well, the concept is double, payback double.
但这不是 mathematical calculation， 这是数学的计算。
But this is not mathematical calculation.
这是一个 poetic language.
But rather a poetic language.
而且可以说是一个 rhetorical exaggeration， 为的就是特别躁动，躁动什么呢？
But they use a literary device called rhetorical device.
A rhetorical exaggeration.
A rhetorical
好像言过其实，但是有它的重点在哪里
？But they have to exaggerate to convey some concept.
这个重点是什么呢
？The emphasis what?
表面丰富。
In other words, abundance.
十足的。
Abundantly.
Sufficient.
And sufficiently.
那么这个意思是什么呢
？What is the meaning of this word?
The eloquence of Christ. 因为神的恩典就是那么流利的，那有口才的这样的，要把它表达出来，这是恩典，恩典再有恩典。
It conveys the idea of the sufficiency of God's grace.
虽然有的人引用出埃及记二十二章第七节里面说到，当一个宰他的东西之后要加倍交还，但是这不是律法的精神，而是恩典的，而是恩典的。
In Exodus 22:7, it says, "If a thief are caught, he has to pay back double." This is not under the law, but under the sufficiency of God's grace.
这就是我为什么不同意说旧约时代是律法时代。这个观念是完全错误啊
That's why I disagree with that. Old Testament is the age of the law. I disagree with that.
因为我知道我读过，我所看到的就是恩典。
Because all I see is grace.
都是恩典。
All grace.
充分的恩典。
Abundant sufficient
grace. 在恩典里面有律法，在律法里面有恩典。
In grace there is the law, and in the law there is grace.
求主能够怜悯我们，叫我们华人的教会对圣经的真理有真正的认识。
May God have mercy on us Chinese churches so that we can really know.
否则我们就为了犯了很严重的错误。
So that we may really know the meaning of God's word.
虽然我们在保罗的书信里面是看到律法跟恩典。
We know the meaning of God's word.
虽然我们在保罗的书信里面是看到律法跟恩典的分别。
We know from Paul, we say there's only dichotomy between grace and the law.
但是他是对犹太的信徒说的。
But that is to be spoken to the Hebrews.
我们没有犹太人的背景。
We don't have the background of being a Jew.
我们还从恩典出发。
We start from grace.
我们的终点也是恩典。
Our goal is
从恩典到恩典。
It's from grace unto grace.
恩上加恩。
Over grace,
这就是我们要认识的神的话语。
That's how I understood God's word.
是的。
That's true.
我们知道神是要刑罚我们
no, we know that God will
要管教我们
God will
要审判我们
you will judge us.
不是消极的是积极的
but that will be limited.
不是消极的不是消极的 not negative but positive
it's not negative but rather positive
不是否定的是肯定的
it's not negative but positive
而且不是破坏性的是建设性的
but not destructive rather constructive
所以让我们呢在这幅图画里面所能看到的这个信息
So I really wish that you would see this message from this scripture.
我相信这就是教会复兴的信息。教会复兴的信息。
This is the voice of the voice calling out from the church.
就是 the restoration of a church. 我们教会一定先要更新，然后我们才能够承担福音的使命。
This is a message of restoration for the church. Then we can proclaim.
今天我们听见福音的使命是一个很响亮的口号，但是没有在我们教会里面实行出来。
When we say the gospel commission is a lot of noise, but we cannot carry it out.
因为我们没有得安慰。
Because we haven't been comforted.
因为我们没有得赦免。
Because we haven't been pardoned.
不是神没有安慰我们。
Not because God hasn't comforted us.
不是神没有赦免我们。
Not because God hasn't
comforted us. 不是他没有叫我们在恩典里面长进。
But that we haven't grown in grace.
而是我们在恩典当中堕落。
Therefore, we have fallen in grace.
求主能够怜悯我们，让我们华人的教会往前走。
May God have mercy on His Chinese church.
第二种声音，
the second
第二个
kind of
声音，
voice.
有人声喊着说，在旷野预备耶和华的路。
So there's a voice crying in the wilderness.
这就是一个传人福音的传人他所应该做的工作。
This is what a preacher should be doing.
应该一个福音的传人呢，就是他 messenger 哈，我就是 messenger 应该做的事情。
That's what a messenger of the gospel should be doing.
因为他要预备耶和华的路。
Because he has to prepare the way.
为什么预备路呢
？Why do we have to prepare?
因为我们的神，我们的王要来了。
Because our King and Lord is coming.
在撒迦利亚书第九章里面，我们能够看到这幅美丽的图画。
In Zechariah 9, there's a beautiful word saying.
看啊，我们的神。
It says, "Behold, my King."
我们要看我们的神就来了。
Look, our King and God is coming.
这就是我们福音的内容。
This is the content of our gospel.
这就是我们福音的使命。
That is the God commission.
我们要把福音的内容带出来。
We have to bring out this content.
什么内容呢
？What content?
我们信耶稣就能够得到精神的寄托。
We believe, then we can have a future.
我们信耶稣，我们就有永生。
We believe we have eternal life.
我们信耶稣，我们就平平安安、快快乐乐、安安稳稳。
We believe in Christ, we have a good life.
这个全部都是对的。
That's true.
但最要紧的是什么呢
？But the most important thing.
我们要宣告我们的王，我们的主耶稣基督。
We have to proclaim our Lord.
他要来了。
Jesus Christ, He is coming.
我们有没有这样宣布呢
？How do we proclaim?
为什么我们不会宣布啊
？How come we do not have to proclaim?
我们轻描淡写、旁敲侧击的这样的来传福音，哪里有什么用处
？I'm sorry.
Yeah.就是 indirectly.
How can we preach for, proclaim forth indirectly? How can we call? preach for.
我们很多的都是 preach too softly and pleasantly. 我们没有办法真正的把福音的内容带出来。
We've been preaching too softly. We haven't really preached for the content of the gospel.
我们多么需要神的怜悯。
Oh, how much do we need God's grace on us? We have to prepare ourselves.
教会需要预备。
The church needs to be prepared.
你我都需要预备。
You and I need to be prepared.
我们预备好了没有呢？
Have we prepared well?
预备耶和华的路。
To prepare the way of the Lord.
不容易预备。
It's not easy.
很困难。
It's most difficult.
很大的一个困难的情形。
It's a very great difficult test.
撒母地要修平我们神的道。
We have to make flat, make prepare the way of the Lord.
撒母地 the desert, wilderness.
We have to prepare the way in the desert for the Lord.
我们知道这个世界好像一个沙漠一样。
We know that the world is like a wilderness.
就是整个都是很荒芜的，是没有水的，是非常可怜的地方。
It's a wild and dry place.
很多的人不知道从哪里来，也不知道往哪里去。
So many people don't know where they come from or where they're going.
在那么样的不毛之地，很荒芜的地方，怎么能够预备耶和华的路呢？
How can we prepare the way of the Lord in such a wilderness?
但是我们需要做这样的工作。
But we have to do such work.
我们需要付这样的代价。
We have to pay this price.
我们需要尽这样的努力。
We have to put out this effort.
神帮助我们。
God will help us.
让我们能够修平神，我们神的道。
That we may prepare the way of the Lord.
一切山洼都要垫填满。
All the valleys shall be exalted.
山岗都要削平。
And every mountain and
高高低低都要变为平坦。
The great, the crooked shall be made straight.
崎崎岖岖的必定要平原，成为平原。
Crooked shall be made straight in the rough places.
低的要高。
Low will be raised up.
因为神没有叫我们在一个很低下的地步。
Because God hasn't
放在我们一个很 low place.
God has put us in the low level.
他要我们升高。
He wants us to be raised up.
我们要往高处行。
We have to go to high places.
我们的属灵要往高处行。
Our spirituality have to go up.
没有站在高处，我们怎么能看到远处？
Unless we stand up in high places, how can we see far?
昨天不是荣牧师就说到，说很多的弟兄姊妹不能够来分享这个意象吗？因为站得太低了，根本就站在一个很低下的地方。
Last night, Dr. Low said so many of our brothers and sisters they cannot share our vision. That's because they have been standing so low.
我们都在很低下的地步。
We are standing in such a low place.
我们站在太低的地方。
We are standing in too low a place.
但是神要把我们升高。
But God wants to raise us up.
我们也想到这个山谷是很低洼的地方。
We know that the valley is low.
甚至我们想到以色列人当时的情况。
We can see that what the Israelites have gone through.
以色列人他们在很惨痛的历史的经验当中。
They are going through the history of suffering.
他们真正的知道他们在以色列民族是一个弱小的民族。
They realize how weak the nation of Israel is.
他们有一种自卑感。
They have a sense of inferiority.
他们知道我们不行，我们没有用处。
He said we are so useless.
今天我们也有这种感觉。
Today we have the same.
我们觉得基督教在这个世界上本来就是 minority.
We have the same inferiority context. Christianity is so useless.
我们觉得我们中国人也是 minority.
We said that we Chinese are minorities also.
那种不必要的自卑感，求主能够帮助我们，叫我们在属灵方面能够升高。
This complex inferiority is unnecessary. May God raise us up.
不要像以色列人他们的 valley of humiliation.
Because the Israelites have gone through this valley of humiliation.
神能够叫一个人升高，神也可以叫一个人降卑。
God can raise a people, God can also knock someone down also.
山，很高的山也是一种阻碍物。
Mountain is obstacles. Mountain and hills also have a meaning of being obstacles.
我们知道在圣经里面，甚至在这段圣经里面的山呢，就有不同样的意思。
The word mountain in scripture means different things.
这里面所讲的是困难。
And here it means difficulty.
这里面所讲的是骄傲。
Here it means pride.
这里面所讲到的就是一种人的作为。
This is the work of man. It means.
记得在撒加利亚书里面告诉我们。
And Zechariah says to us.
也许各位记得在第四章第六节我们很熟悉的经文。
Zechariah 4:6, we know that very well.
就是说，不是依靠才能，也不是依靠这个各方面的这个能力，我们是依靠耶和华的灵方能成事，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能。
Zechariah 4 it says, not by might or by power, but by the Spirit of God only.
底下句我们有没有注意啊？
But we have noticed what's coming.
他说：“大声说什么呢？大声说什么呢
？”He said, "What is this big voice is saying?"
Big mountain.
What does big mountain mean?
那么这个大声说什么呢
？Big mountain means what?
困难说什么呢
？What's the meaning of difficulty?
困难是有的。
There will be difficulties.
但是我们一定要把它除掉。
But we have to.
不是我们能够除掉。
Eradicate those difficulties.
是神能够叫我们除
掉。Not by us, but through God.
因为那些崎崎岖岖的要变为成为平原。
Because the crooked shall be made straight.
崎崎岖岖的，我觉得中文圣经放的要比英文还要好。
Chinese even have a better translation than the English.
崎崎岖岖的，已经把这个意思已经说明了。
Chinese. Explain it very well. The crooked.
因为啊，这个山路是很陡的，很难走的那个山路。
Because the little path in the mountain is very steep. It's hard to climb.
崎岖难行啊。
It's very difficult to take even one step.
但是我们好像走在西安的大道上，立上加立。
But now we are walking through a big boulevard, big avenue. It will be easy for us to go through.
Going to the way to Zion, 到西安去的，那是一个 pilgrim's experience, 是一个 pilgrimage, 是一个真正的朝圣者的精神。
But we are as pilgrims going through these rough places towards Zion.
所以我们就看到，因为这样做的时候，
therefore, as we understood this,
神他就一定要显现。
God will reveal himself.
耶和华的荣耀必然显现。
The glory of the Lord shall be revealed.
耶和华的荣耀是什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of the glory of the Lord?
他的公义。
His righteousness.
这公义在仆人之诗、仆人的诗歌里面，还要每一次还要反复的看到。
And the righteousness, this concept of righteousness shall be repeated in this servant's song.
耶和华的荣耀是什么意思呢？
What's the meaning of the glory of the Lord?
是耶和华的同在。
In other words, the presence of the Lord.
因为神与他们同在。
Because God is with them.
凡有血气的，必一同看见。
All flesh shall see it together.
如果我们想到这血气到底什么意思呢？
What is this meaning of
the word flesh? 我们明白，因为保罗书信里面不是讲血气是什么意思吗？
Oh, Paul says what is word flesh?
有的人甚至于把它翻成自然人 natural man.
Some translate this all flesh meaning the natural man.
有属血气的。
Well, anyone who has flesh.
有属肉体的。
They belong to the flesh.
有属肉体的，有属 carnal Christians.
They are carnal. Those who are carnal Christians.
还有一种属灵的。
And there's a spiritual man.
各位，如果我们用这样的方法来解释，就错了。
We'll be mistaken if we understood it this way.
这里面血气是什么意思？
What is this meaning here?
很多的时候我们用新约来接旧约，有的是对，但是很多错了。
Many times we use the New Testament to understand the Old Testament.
我们受了一些书籍的影响，很多的时候我们以为这样的解经是最合适的。
Sometimes we are under the influence of bad hermeneutics, but that is very regretful.
啊，不一定是 bad， 不过其实我觉得可能是错误的哈，我不敢说坏了，但是很多的时候很狭窄，很偏窄。我们华人的教会不能再 repeat the same mistakes。
Well, I shouldn't use the word bad, but may I use the word shabby? Shabby hermeneutics, but we really shouldn't do that.
凡有血气，这里面血气什么意思？
What is this meaning of the word flesh?
Mortal being.
Mortal being.
一般的人，我们人是短暂的，我们人是会朽坏的。
In other words, all mortal beings, those of us who will be corrupted.
所有的世界上的人。
All men under the world.
所以有的翻译就翻 all mankind, 我觉得这个翻译就对了。
All mankind should be a better translation.
因为这是耶和华亲口说的。
Because this is the word of the Lord speaking forth.
我觉得正好中文我们翻一个亲口啊，虽然在英文在本来的文字里面没有这个亲字，我觉得翻得很好。
Chinese is good translation. Means from his own mouth.
因为这个说这个字是什么意思呢？
Because the word speaking, what is it?
这个说字在这个希伯来文里面叫 PL， 这 PL 的意思就是 intensive， 意思就是说神说的时候是 definitely, emphatically， 他把它讲出来。
In Hebrew, if you know Hebrew, this word speaking is intensively speaking, definitively speaking for.
求主那个这样的怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy.
刚才我提到关于解经的问题。
Last, I just mentioned the problem of hermeneutics.
甚至今天的北美洲还在那里讲知识查经、生命查经的问题。知识查经啊，是个 knowledge type of Bible study or life type of study, Bible study.
Well, in North America today, so many Bible study groups, we emphasize this life type of Bible study.
我现在这个查经就是知识查经，就是知识查经啊。我的查经的方法就是知识查经。
Shall we say this intellectual way of studying the Bible?
有人就觉得知识叫人自高自大，唯有爱心能够造就人。
Say, well, we are using intellectualism here. We're not building up love.
因为这是在就不是保罗这样说过了吗？
Well, that's what Paul said before.
为什么不看看新旧约里面的话呢？
But why not? Why should we go through the Old Testament?
在何西亚里面说，他说我的民因为没有知识而灭亡了。
In Hosea it says, my people they don't know me, therefore they perish.
为什么把知识有这样的态度？
Why do we have such attitude toward intellectualism?
讲生命啊，都讲坏了，都讲错了。
Well, we have even misunderstood what the meaning of spirituality.
我们今天华人的教会应该有一个很清楚的。很正确的，很平衡的查经的方法。
Chinese churches today needs a clear, a correct, a balanced way of studying the Bible.
所以我就特别劝告，也警告查经班的弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, I'm warning those of us who are leading Bible study groups.
不要拿着几本复印书房的书来查圣经，很多都出错了。今天我们华人教会受了很大的害处。请各位要注意这个问题。
You have to pay special attention. Don't just use the Gospels to study the scripture.
But not Gospels, but one certain publisher.Little Frog Publisher.
Don't use only limited certain publishers. You said that's only the.
求主那个怜悯我们，让我们那个查的正确。
May the Lord have mercy on us that we may study the Word of God correctly.
平衡 balancedly.
A balanced way of studying God's Word.
求主那个帮助我们这样。第三个声音。
The third kind of voice.
有人声说你喊叫吧。
Verse 6 says, the voice said, cry. I would like the another kind of translation.
有声音来了,
great meaning here.
不是指着属血气的、属肉体的、属灵的, 不是这些的方法。
Not to say, not a,
Natural man or cardinal man or spiritual man.
It's not a distinction between natural or carnal man and spiritual man. He's saying to all people.
他说早等的是 human existence. What is the meaning of human existence? 什么是人的存在?
Verse 6, it says, pinpoint the real meaning of human existence.
他就做了一个很尖锐的对比。
He made a very good contrast.
一方面是看到的是花跟草,
on one hand is the grass and the flower.
另外一方面是看到神的花,
on the other hand is the word of God.
这个花草很快就凋残零落了,
flower and grass, they fade away fast.
很短暂的,
they are very short temporal.
但是神的话是永远的,
but the word of God shall stand eternally. Flowers and grass, they fade away fast.
但是神的话是永远立定的,
but the word of God stands eternally.
因为耶和华的气吹在上其上,
because God's word breathed upon it.
这个气一定是讲圣灵了。
This breathing of God must mean the spirit.
不是神的气不是讲圣灵吗?
Well, you say, well, God's breathing always means the spirit.
我想也可以这样解释。
Yes, you can say it's a spirit.
但在我个人的了解方面好像不是这样。
But if I understand it, I understand it differently.
这个气就是怒气的一气。
The breath of God is the anger of God here.
有的时候好像是两方面都讲到。
Sometimes we don't. We just talk about one thing.
在旧约里面有一个字，就是叫耶和华的热心。这个热心这个字眼呢，热心啊 ，zeal, the zeal of God.
In the scripture, it says the zeal of God.
这个热心的意思，也就是嫉妒的 jealous 的字。我们中文翻得很好，叫嫉邪，英文都翻不出来这么好。
The zeal of God, you can even equate that with the
exclusive or hate of evil.
Or the exclusiveness of God.
这两个字。 这两个字我们中文翻出来，在本来的字也是一个。
In Chinese, these two different meanings come with one word.
耶和华的气，有的翻耶和华的风，就是从神来的风。什么风呢？是热风啊。
Some say the breath of God is the wind of God. Well, what is this wind? It's a hot wind, the wind of hot.
Scorching wind, 是从亚拉伯的旷野过来的时候啊，这下子就把一过来之后，把花草整个的都弄得完全枯干，一下子就枯干了。
It's a scorching. It's a hot, burning rain, wind coming from the east side of the Arabian Desert. Once it comes, it burns.
主耶和华，你若纠察罪孽，谁能够站立得住呢？ 诗篇里面这样说,
so who can stand in the appearance of the Lord?
然而你有赦免的恩典,
but God has this grace of forgiveness. No one of us can stand before the Lord.
但是神有奇妙的恩典,
but our grace is this wonderful grace.
我们现在来看这个第四个声音,
we look at the fourth kind of voice.
第三个声音就特别强调神的话,
the third kind of voice is the word emphasis of God's word.
神的话是奇妙的,
God's word is wonderful.
神的话是永远的,
God's word is eternal.
第四个,
the four,
真正说到福音的传人,
really is talking about the messenger of the gospel now.
真正说到这个福音的使命,
really talking about the commission of the gospel now.
报好信息给西安的，你要登高山, 这个高山不是障碍物, 不是困难的意思。
Verse 9 says, so sign and bring us good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain.
这是 spiritual ideal 或者 prophetic ideal, 是先知的理想。
This high mountain is his prophetic ideal.
是神所提醒给他的。
It's what God has revealed unto him.
各位，你记得在以赛亚书第二章，在米迦书第四章里面吗？
In Micah 4 and Isaiah 2, it says,
因为说是所有到有一天的时候，所有的人都要登耶和华的山。
So at that time, all shall go up into the mountain of the Lord.
那个地方就是敬拜的地方。
That is a place of worship.
那个地方就是有神同在的地方。
That is a place of the presence of God.
那是有神居住的地方。 神居住 dwelling place.
There's a dwelling place of God.
那个地方就是由神施恩的地方。
That is a place where God shall reveal His mercy.
各位弟兄姊妹，我们需要上高山。
My brothers and sisters, we have to go up this high mountain.
我们在敬拜中上去。
We have to go up there and worship.
我们在祷告中上去。
Our prayer has to reach up there.
我们在领受神的话语里面上去。
We have to, in the word of God, go up to that high place.
我们在属灵方面，在灵修方面上去。
In our devotion, in our life, spiritual life,
只有当我们站在高处的时候, 我们就能够看到福音的意象。
Unless we go up to the high mountain, when we go up to the mountain, then
你要上高山,
you have to go up to the mountain.
看得远,
when you stand up high, you can see far.
讲得响亮,
then you can see clearly.
And 讲得响亮,
and then you can preach forth clearly and loudly.
报好信息给耶路撒冷的, 报好信息给耶路撒冷的,
then you can bring this good tiding to Jerusalem.
你要极力扬声, 扬声, 不要惧怕,
you have to lift up your voice and be not afraid.
我们今天还胆, 很胆怯,
today we are really short.
very, very timid. 我们不敢传福音。
We are afraid to preach.
我们很多的顾忌。
We had to worry about a lot of things.
我们有很多的方法。
We have a lot of means and ways.
今天很多的传福音只注重方法，没有注重信息。
So many preaching today only relied on ways of preaching and not into.
不是，今天所注重的是 method， 不是注重 message。
We emphasize on the methods and not on the message.
我们有很多的方法。
We have so many ways
to do things. 这些方法大概都很好。
Good, these methods are good.
但是次要的。
But those are secondary.
我们把次要的放在主要的。
We have to put the secondary into primary.
这是我们福音的失败。
That is a failure of our gospel.
求主能够帮助我们。
May the Lord have mercy and help us. Don't be afraid.
我们怕什么呢？
What are we afraid of?
神与我们同在。
God is with us.
神向我们施恩。
God is showing His mercy upon us.
今天我们需要传福音，
we have to go,
需要胆量。
Today we have to use boldness to go preach.
怎么传呢？
How do we preach?
看啊，你们的神。
He said, "Look, this is our God."
我们就是要让别的人看见神。
We want to see the people to see our God.
这就是福音。
That is the gospel.
我们传福音就是让他们看见神。
We preach for the purpose of showing our God to him. So many times we don't even see God ourselves. We only see people.
只看见一些东西。
We only see things.
没有看见神。
We haven't seen God himself.
当一个人真正看见神的时候，
when a person really see God,
他看见神的公义。
He can see the righteousness of God.
他看见神的慈爱。
He can see the goodness and love of God.
他看见神的信实。
He can see the faithfulness of God. He can see the grace of God.
今天我们传福音最主要的目的就是要完完全全的带到神的面前。
The purpose of today's preaching is to bring people before God.
主耶和华必向大能者领导。
The Lord is His Lord of Might.
他是大有能力的神。
He is a great God of power.
这个福音就是神的大能。
The gospel is the power of God.
不是保罗他的使徒。在罗马书这样说过嘛？
That's what Paul said in Paul in Romans 1.
他说我不以福音为耻。
He said I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
这个福音不是 an idea 或者 ideal， 不是一种观念或者理想。
He says the gospel is not an ideal and a concept.
今天我们觉得好像传福音就是在讲台上传出来。
He said well we say we think of preaching today is only from the pulpit.
讲的振振有词，滔滔不绝，头头是道，但是到底有没有功效？
Well, we really have eloquent in speech, then, but are we really effective in preaching?
福音是神的大能。
Gospel is the power of God.
是神的大能，是 dunamis， 是一种真正的神这个潜在的能力。
It's a dynamic power of God who can work.
它能够改变我们的人性。
That can change the heart of man.
我们今天有没有看见这个改变的能力？
Have we seen this power of changing?
除非我们看见这个能力，
unless,
我们不能够真的来做福音的使命，
unless,
尽福音的使命。
Unless we can see this power of change, we cannot carry out this commission of the gospel.
它是大能的。
This is a great power.
它是大有全能的。
It's a way. It's a
整个的世界都是他管理的。
It's a great power, sovereignty of God. All the world is under His hand.
耶和华坐着为王。
Our Lord is the King.
当甚至在大水泛滥的时候，耶和华坐着为王。
Even during the flood, God is still the King and sovereign.
是的，神是王。
That is true. Our God is the King.
神有完全的全能。
God has this sovereign power in Him.
但是另外一方面
，On the other hand,
他好像牧人牧养他的。羊群一样
He's just like a shepherd shepherding his flocks.
就是那么样的温和
He's so tender.
就是那么样的温柔
He was so come softly and tenderly.
他知道我们人的力量到底有多少
He knows the limitation.
他从来不会勉强我们做什么
He will not expect too much.
他知道我们有多少的力量
He knows how much strength we have.
而且他的能力要在软弱的人身上显得完全
And in the weak he shall manifest his power.
甚至他要慢慢的领导那如羊小羊的
And that tenderly and slowly he shall lead those with
慢慢怎么可以慢慢呢
Slowly and gently.
不是很紧急吗
well, you just
不是还有一点点的时候我们就失去了机会了吗
well, so many times we have missed so many opportunities.
我们一定要紧急感我们才能够有使命感
He told us we have to have this urgency, a sense of urgency.
但是要量量我们的力量啊
But God knows our limitations.
要看看我们的情形
We have to know
神就是那么样的温和
But our Lord is so gentle.
他知道我们有多少的力量
He knows how much strength we have.
他慢慢地带领我们
It will slowly and gently lead us.
这个意思更清楚的是表达在四十章的末了的地方
At the end of 40 will be shown clearly.
大概二十七节开始，在二十七节开始。
27.
雅各，你为何说我的道路向耶和华隐藏？
Says,
以色列，你为何言我的冤屈神并不查问？你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神耶和华创造地基的主，并不惧疲倦疲乏，也不困倦。他的智慧无法测度，疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量。就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
27 onward it says, Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, My way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, faileth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint.
一段非常熟悉的经文。
Well, we know this passage very well.
一段缺少体验的经文。
But it's also a passage that we haven't really experienced.
缺少真正有圣洁的了解。
We really lack deep understanding of this passage.
因为神要在软弱的人身上显得完全。
Because God will show his power and strength through the weak.
保罗说我什么时候软弱，我什么时候就刚强了。
He said, Paul says, when I am weak, I am made strong.
各位，我们正是觉得这福音的工作，我们要先承认我们的软弱。
When we go forward and do the work of the gospel, we have to acknowledge our weakness first.
承认我们的无知。
Acknowledge our.
承认我们的疲乏。
Acknowledge our weakness.
我正是觉得现在北美的教会很疲乏。
The North American Chinese Church is really lacking in this.
我一直都觉得有一些教会很热心，但是我最近几个月去人数没有减少，看起来都很疲乏的样子。
I've seen a lot of churches. They seem to be growing, but they seem to be very tired also.
很多的基督徒在里边的聚会都是很疲乏。
Those Christians, the worshiping in there, they seem so tired.
不聚会当然不好了。
Well, if you don't go to worship,
聚会很疲乏。
But even if they go to worship, they look tired.
我就跟他们说啊，我说你们一个礼拜里面最疲倦是什么？最想睡觉、最安分是什么时候呢？在做礼拜的时候。
I said to him, when are you the most sleepiest? And he said, well, it must be the time when you're singing the church worshiping.
那个时候最疲乏了。
There must be the time when you're tired.
礼拜六也不早一点睡觉。
Well, they never go to bed early on Saturday.
到了教会里面来，到处讲话，讲了疲倦，一到听道的时候就都睡觉。
When the preacher preaches, he goes to sleep. When he finishes, he wakes up.
那当然了，我们传道人讲的不好，所以才会叫他们睡觉。
Of course,
这也是一个原因。
If we preach badly, of course they go to sleep.
有的也讲的太长了，也是一个原因。讲的太长了。
Those who preach too long, that's true too.
所以讲也讲的短一点。
So when we preach, we have to preach short.
各位，你记得保罗讲到很长啊。
Well, we know that Paul preached a long time.
在特洛亚的那地方，他讲到不是讲了很长吗
？Remember in the
Troas.
Troas, he preached too long there.
有一个青年人，他就睡着觉，结果掉下去，掉在地上就摔死了。
A young man fell asleep and fell down and killed himself.
如果我是保罗的话，
If I were Paul,
我一定就是借题发挥啊。
I would use that as an illustration.
我说你看，你们听到，如果这样听到的话，很危险啊。
I said, I would say to the people, if you fall asleep in my preaching, that will happen to you.
但是保罗没有想我这样不属灵的人，太不属灵了。
But Paul wasn't as like me who are so unsanctified.
他就把这个少年人救活了。
But he raised this young man back to life.
那么应该适可而止了。应该就到这个时候就停止了。
Well, he should have stopped right there.
说今天已经晚了，个人回去吧，明天早晨再来。
He said, I'm finished. You go home and come back tomorrow.
但是保罗没有这样做。
But Paul didn't do that.
他还讲下去，还讲下去。
He continued.
根据《使徒行传》里面记载，还在讲下去。
He continued to preach and just keep preaching.
今天很多的基督徒太疲倦了，哪里还有精神来传福音
？Some of us are so tired. How can we have that?
连聚会都疲倦，还有什么精神来
？The strength to carry on the message as a messenger of the gospel.
我们今天传道人太疲倦了。
Our preacher today is so tired.
我们是疲乏到一个地步啊。
We have been so tired to such an extent.
好像罗姆斯说这个 burnout， 真是这疲倦到好像这个传福音的热心都没有了。
We have lost the zeal of preaching as a messenger of the gospel because we are tired.
神的儿女不传福音，神的教会不传福音，还有什么希望？
If the preacher, if the people of God, if the church of God has don't carry on this this job as a messenger of gospel, now what?
我们今天需要在神的面前认罪。
We have to acknowledge and confess our sins before God.
承认我们的软弱。
Acknowledge our weakness.
我们不叹息我们的软弱，不叹息我们的软弱。不叹息。We are not sighing for our weakness.
We are not sighing for our weaknesses.
我们需要应该赞美神的能力。
We have to praise God's strength.
因为软弱的他要赐能力。
Because
力量。
To the weak he will give grace.
疲乏的他要赐能力。
Those who are tired shall be given strength.
连少年人都疲乏。
The young man will be tired.
很多教会的少年人活动很多，打完球之后再来聚会。请各位不要误会，我并不是反对教会里面运动场啊。不过我看他们真是疲倦的很厉害了，他们就坐下叹口气来听到，怎么听得进去？
我就发现这样的。So many churches have a lot of activities for the young people. So much so that the young people get so tired. They come to worship. They're so tired.
强壮的都会跌倒。
Those who are strong shall fall.
但那等候耶和华的必重新得力。
But those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
好像鹰展翅上腾。
They shall mount up with wings as eagles.
啊，我觉得这是一个非常活泼的图画。我觉得也是中文圣经特别好。
The Chinese translation is, I think, it's a little better.
哎，他就展翅，已经把那个翅膀起来，已经愿意上去。
So with wings, it means he's soaring already.
但是呢， But, 在这个另外一种翻译，在叙利亚的翻译里面
，That's another translation.
Syriac version.
In a Syriac version,
他就引用诗篇第55篇第六节。
He used Psalm 55 verse 6.
他说，我说，但愿我有翅膀像鸽子，我就飞去得享安息。
55:6, it says, "And I said, Oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest."
所以在这个 Syriac 这叙利亚的这译本里面，他就不是讲鹰鸟，他就是讲这个好像鸽子一样的，他就这样的要飞上去，我觉得也有很好的意思。
Well, Syriac version, they don't use the word eagle wing, but use dove wings. I think that's a pretty good translation.
他先讲飞。
He first mentioned flying,
然后讲跑
and then run,
然后就行走
and then run, walk.
好像我们觉得这有一点点好像相反了，我们应该先走，走了走了，越走越快就跑起来，越走越跑越快就飞起来，这样不是很好吗？
It seems so as that there's a reverse order here. Well, shouldn't we walk first and then run, then fly?
但很奇怪，这个一个 reverse order, 为什么有这样的一个情形呢？
But why is this a reverse order here?
我想这里面有一个很好的意思。
There's a real deep meaning here.
今天的文化，今天的一些科技所注重立刻的，什么都立刻。所以我想呢，应该也写一本书，叫做 Instant Evangelism， 好像 Instant Coffee 啊，一冲马上就可以，一讲就是马上很多人信主，这不是很好吗？但是啊，事实上福音不是这样。
We are under the influence of this instantism. Everything has to be instant. Instant gospel, instant evangelism, but we really shouldn't do that.
今天有很多的时候，我们总是希望能够立刻就有功效。
So often times we say we want instant results.
我看到在台湾的教会，很多的传道人觉得这教会很难发展，就到韩国去，把韩国的一套学着来之后这样做，马上很 instant， 很有果效。但是这是不是真正的属灵的道路呢？我就有很大的怀疑。
A lot of preachers in Taiwan, the church is not growing, so they went to Korea and trying to learn their way of instant evangelism and bring it back. I question that kind of method.
最要紧的不是快，而是稳健。
The most important thing is not quickness.
But
steadfastness, endurance.
Slow and steady. 今天这是我们今天华人教会所做的。
Our Chinese church today must learn this lesson of slow and steady.
好像很慢，但是很稳健的。我们今天需要走到稳，不是走得快，也不是走到一下子就到天上去，上去下不来了。我看很多的人讲生命的道理，讲得很高，越来越高，越来越高，在上面就下不来了，不能够 touch down 了，好像飞机下不来了，不能够着地了。
So often, well, what we need today is a slowness and steadiness, not just quick instant results.
我们今天多么需要稳健，多么需要 steadfastness.
We need so much today, this concept of steadiness.
我们开特别的聚会，我们就很热心。
Well, we are so eager, we have so much excitement for this big kind of conference.
我们今天不要 revivalism, 我们要 revival, 不要 revivalism.
We don't need revivalism today, but we need revival.
因为今天我们很多的时候就讲奉新，奉新，奉新，但是没有真正的。Sister.